Wisconsin's divisive wolf story is taking on a new twist. A congressman from Wisconsin is spearheading legislation to delist wolves in the Great Lakes region. It's not a new approach. In 2011, Montana and Idaho did the same. Controversy has been hounding Wisconsin's wolf population. Action could come this week in Washington. Wisconsin has held three wolf hunts since the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service removed the species from endangered status a few years back. The last hunt ended in December. The quota was 150 wolves. Hunters harvested four more. 2 weeks later, a federal judge put Great Lakes State's wolves back on the endangered species list. She said Fish and Wildlife should never have delisted the predator. Congressman Reed Ribble of Wisconsin was among those saying, enough is enough.
That was a determination that the judge made. However, the Fish and Wildlife Service believes that what they did was in the best interest of the wolf population and that their monitoring of population is in fact accurate and warranted a delisting.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is responsible for administering the Endangered Species Act. Its decision to delist in the Great Lakes followed more than a decade of debate and flurry of court battles over the gray wolf. Ripple says he's introducing a bill to give the Fish and Wildlife Service final say. And his plan would put management and protection of the gray wolf in the hands of Wisconsin and other Great Lakes states.
My bill doesn't even touch the Endangered Species Act at all. It just says that a court shouldn't be making a determination. And in fact, if the population decreases, Fish and Wildlife Service can relist the wolf at any time.
Make no mistake. A congressional rider or bill that promotes legislative delisting of wolves.
Attorney Jody Habish-Sinikin represents the group Midwest Environmental Advocates.
Is not just going to place wolves again in jeopardy, but it will fatally undermine the Endangered Species Act, one of the most successful and well-known environmental laws of our time.
The group, along with the Humane Society of the United States and others, hope a petition they sent to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service this month will stave off Congressman Ribble's bill. Habish-Sinikin says the plan would create a middle ground solution by shifting the gray wolf status from endangered to threatened. Hunters could not harvest wolves, but people could kill any that attack or threaten livestock. Adrian Wideven says the move to change the wolf status comes too late.
If these groups were indeed intent on downlisting wolves, that should have been their first action and perhaps should have been done a long time ago.
Wideven is a wildlife biologist and staunch wolf advocate. He led the DNR's efforts for more than 20 years to grow and stabilize the wolf population in Wisconsin. In his estimation, the region might have avoided the volatility and legal squabbles that have mushroomed had the federal government placed management in state hands years earlier.
I think there would have been much greater acceptance of wolves if we could have done that more systematically 15 years ago. I think this back and forth action has only created more animosity toward wolves and more animosity toward the Endangered Species Act.
Yet Wideven says Wisconsin has also made mistakes since the wolf was delisted in 2011. He says, for instance, it's the only state that allows hunters to use dogs in hunting wolves.
I think the unfortunate aspect, too, is how the DNR ran its wolf committee. There was not much opportunity for groups that questioned aspects of the hunting season or had concerns about wolf protection to take part in the DNR committee.
Wideven says he's not sure a new federal law will end Wisconsin's quarrels. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.